What up, everybody? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit.
Whoa.
Oh, hell no.
This is how we started.
Before we get started, listen, my voice was going through it, okay? And it's been going through it for a couple weeks now, apparently. And I just keep being like, damn, what is going on with my voice? I really think I have allergies, and I'm in denial. I don't like having allergies because I never had allergies my whole life, and now I do. But I am really starting to see the manifestation of the problem.
Oh my God.
Yes, indeed.
So y'all excuse my verse. Okay, but what up? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite you to join us on this raw and unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, our triumphs, and our challenges to inspire and uplift you.
Yes, indeed, because in a world that often encourages us to mask our struggles, we are choosing to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversation. So we're here to voice the things that you might have not verbalized or even thought about so that we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
So 2024, y'all, is the year of popping that shit. We've been saying that all year. We're going to continue. You said 2025, we're going to be popping that shit too. Okay, so just be prepared and ready. But what does it mean to pop your shit? It means stop being fake humble. Like, come out here and talk about what you do, right? So we're going to model for you what that looks like. So, hey, my name is Kim. I'm an educational advocate, activist, consultant, visionary, motivational speaker. I'm a virtual producer, network executive, as well as an intuitive melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I also certify life coaches. So if that's something that you're like, girl, I've been wanting to do that, holla at your girl. I'm also a professional frolicker, and I currently live in Medellin, Colombia. And tonight, I'm one of your hosts. What up?
Hey! Yes, indeed. My name is Bianca Goolsby. Okay, I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education advocate, and a certified snitch. Yes, indeed, I am that.
Snitch.
Aha. So I just want to make sure that we be very clear, okay? I am a private investigator and a receipt collector, okay? So my job is to collect the receipts and to snitch about it. So if you got a problem with that, then take that up with somebody else. But I'm going to be snitching around here, and I need y'all to put some respect on my name because it's about to go down.
MSGA, baby.
Hey, yes, indeed. MSGA. Snitch. Founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. Teaching for the Culture is that squad. Squad, squad. I am an intuitive melanated life coach, and I love it for me. I am a digital nomad currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. Currently, I am in Tallahassee, and my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. So what up?
Amen. We up in this place.
Yes, indeed. So while we're here, okay, there's three keys that we operate in this space, and I want to make sure that everyone is on the same page. We operate by the three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. Okay. Before we go further, just want to make sure that we're clear on some of these expectations on what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Amen. So what you can expect from us, for us to follow the three keys, we're going to keep it real. And we're going to speak freely, and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. So I'm telling you this. So if you have young listeners, you might want to grab some headphones, some AirPods, or maybe not. That's your business. But I just want to let you know that we're speaking freely in this space, and we desire for you to speak freely as well. And speaking of that, what we can expect from you. Amen. So hate speech and comments are not welcomed here. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen. So we want you to be very intentional with how you engage with others in social spaces, particularly this one, because this one is a safe one. We want you to engage and go on this journey with us. We are not the experts, Jesus. We are not the experts, but we are going to facilitate this conversation. We are going to have these conversations. And I'm so glad that you are here with us. So make sure that you are introducing yourself in the comments and letting us know where you're watching from, because we want you to participate in this journey with us. And we want you to bring people with you, because together we are committed to doing the work to heal. We got to heal that shit, y'all.
Amen.
So what else we got?
So just so y'all know how to interact with us when you are out about in these virtual spaces, we have some emojis. So anybody who lives in the podcast world, you know that emojis is a way to like show super love and like that's our people like type of thing, right? So our emojis for this community is the heart with the bandage around it. So we're all about healing, right? So that heart can be combined with whatever you choose to put with it, but that lets us know that you are on this journey to heal and that you are coming along with us. We also have individual emojis, right? So my emojis are the sunflower and the crayon. The sunflower because my favorite color is yellow. If you are watching live on YouTube or watching on YouTube, you can see me in my yellow glasses. But yellow is my favorite color. It reminds me of the sunshine. It reminds me of joy and boldness and all of that. So the sunflower represents that for me. And then the crayon, because I'm coloring the fuck out of my life. I have been through a lot, okay, this past few years. And I feel like my life has gone from a place of being in black and white to finally being in color. So those are my emojis. And Bianca, tell them about yours.
Yes, indeed. Well, you already know I'm already laced with my teddy bear helmet and snuggie on this good evening. Amen. My emoji is a teddy bear because it's teddy bear season. I got a lot of love to give and a lot of love to receive. You feel me? So the teddy bear, that's a special place for me. Okay. So just, you know, drop that in the chat, you know, slide it in my DMs, you know, let me know. Okay. The teddy bear is there for you because the love is for you. The other emoji is the hands forming the heart. Okay, this is one of my favorite emojis of all time. For those that know my story of my heart and the process of me repairing my heart in the physical, but also emotionally, it has been a lot. And so I don't play about my heart and I don't play about the hearts of others. So the hands forming the heart is my other emoji. Yes, indeed.
I love that you get the little graphic that comes along with that. It's so cute. So Bianca already mentioned some of y'all are hanging out with us live. If you are watching live, please do go ahead and say hey in the comments. Let us know where you're watching from. This is a community that we're building here. This is a conversation. So we do want you to participate in that. We also want to make sure that you all are connected to us on our social spaces. So we are Heal That Shit on everything. So that is the YouTubes, the Facebook, the TikToks, the Instagram. Okay. We are trying to get the people over there because we got some things that we really want to make sure that we get out to you all. So make sure you like, subscribe, share, comment. These are all very free ways that you are able to support us. Okay. For $3.99. Don't cost you a thing but time. All right. Bars.
Bars. Yes, indeed.
So please make sure that y'all are connected with us. And also make sure you go to our website, wehealthatshit.com. There you can get on our mailing list. We are preparing our first newsletter to go out with some amazing resources and stuff. So make sure you're on that list so that you are able to get that information. And then lastly, if you prefer to do all of this and listen to all of this, just audio only, no problem. We out there in the audio spaces, podcast spaces and such, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places where you get the things. But if you go to wehealthatshit.com, you'll be able to find all of that. All right. I think that's the announcements, ain't it? You got anything else on going on?
No, you got it. You nailed it.
Bet. So let's go ahead then and transition into our transparency moment.
We're going to skip the spirit check?
Oh, my bad. Dang, I'm rusty. My bad.
It's back okay. It up. It's okay. We got to check the spirits in this place.
We got to check the spirits before we get up into what is going on. So, y'all, a spirit check just basically means that we take a moment to honor where we are right now in this current space that we are in. This is not a time to judge how you're feeling. It's really just a moment to check your spirit. So we're doing that with four different ways. So, again, if you're watching or... even if you're listening to audio, feel free to put it in the comments. But green represents I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. So again, if you're watching, feel free to drop that in. Where are you at today?
Okay. So today I am a blue heart. Okay. Mm-hmm. Follow me here. The gradient though. So
okay, I knew you was gonna come with a gradient because I was feeling that last show. I really was.
Yeah, okay. So it's like we are getting to that green, and it is more green than blue in this gradient heart. Okay. So there's just some blue areas where, you know, I'm good. I don't have any complaints, but there are some areas where I'm like, oh, this is great. I am amazing. I am wonderful. So that's what the gradient looks like. It's just like the you know, blue spots here and there, but it moves to green.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that for you. I'm also blue. My gradient is not as green as yours. So I'm a solid blue and maybe like green around the peripheral. That's kind of starting to come towards the center. But right now it really is around the peripheral. I definitely feel like life is good. And interestingly enough, I'm saying life is good. I don't have any complaints. I'm choosing not to complain. There's a lot of things. Because let me tell you something. I looked at my bank account today and good God. Hey, anybody need a life coach? Your girl is. Yeah. So, but it's interesting because even though I am in this space of just not knowing and being like, all right, Lord, what you doing? I also don't feel anxious or like any really type of negative feelings. I really feel kind of at peace, and I feel like complete peace is much closer than I think it might be. So I'm choosing to lean into that and kind of honor what that looks like, sounds like for my spirits.
I love this for you.
Yeah. So transparency moment. Let's go ahead and transition for real this time.
Yes, indeed.
So do you want me to start or you want to start? Where do we start? I feel like it's going to be a lot of question and answer because we haven't really had a chance to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And so much has been going on just everywhere. So this is like real life, us catching up for real right now, y'all, because a lot has been happening. So you want me to start or you want to start?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So I told y'all last show that my cousin, Kalanda, is here. So she's still here and getting adjusted and acclimated to Medellin and what it's like to be here and all of that. So that's been pretty cool to have my cousin like right here in the house. It's interesting. We went out the other day. We had gone to this party. And we were having an entire conversation and we weren't even looking at each other. And after we left, we were still there. She was like, my spirit done already talked to your spirit. Okay. And I already know what you was talking about and when and what and such and so. Okay. And then we left to like compare notes. And it was like,
yes, indeed.
It was so funny. It's the kind of stuff that I hear people talk about, like when they're a twin and they're like, you know, they just know and all that kind of stuff. But we definitely have always had that connection that if one of us is kind of like, I'm feeling a little off, it's like, let me check on her because she probably feeling a little off too. Like we just really seem to be synced like that. So that's been really fun to have her here. And it's been really interesting because I usually live by myself, right? And I just be living my life and just doing whatever I'm doing. So it's interesting to hear what my life is perceived like, looking on the outside in. And it's really caused me to be like super, how do I want to say, introspective about why I do the things I do and how I do the things I do. So just the other day I asked her, I was like, is there something that you're curious about, like that I do that I feel like I could be more intentional about explaining? Because I really be like working on my routines and like, you know, I don't never have my ringer on and stuff like that, which I want to talk about that in a second, but I don't never have my ringer on, y'all. I don't have notifications on my phone. It's kind of the luck of the draw, if you get me. If you want me to be present and be sure that I am present, your best bet is to get on my calendar. Because outside of that, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't be knowing what day it is. I don't be knowing what time it is. I just be out here in my own world. So it's interesting to see like even how that's perceived. And she's like, it's funny because she talked to people all the time. She probably listening, so she's gonna be laughing. But she talked to people all day long. And I'd be like, girl, you ain't tired of talking. Like, what is happening? Because I'm so used to not talking. What y'all talking about now? My God, did you just talk to them? But it's funny because I've never been like in my family. I have never been a person to talk to somebody every day in my family. Like, what is we talking about now? Did I just talk to you? Like, what is we saying that can't be said in the text message? Help me understand. Again, like I could give you a conversation, right? Okay, even me and you, we could have a whole conversation. We could be on the phone for 2 hours, right? I'm not getting back on the phone with you. I'm not. What do you want now? What is it? How may I be of assistance now? Like, didn't we catch up and get all the things? So it's funny because it's really making me, I think it's making both of us, just really kind of get curious about the other's like way of living and existing and all of that. But this is the thing that has been most like exciting and exhilarating for me. So my cousin is gifted in administration. Okay. I asked her, I don't even think I asked her. I mentioned that we need to. So remember you and I started with the interns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So continuing on, I'm like, okay, we need to like pick that back up because that was during the summer. So like, we really need to pick that back up because we have a lot of work that we can be using to help train young people and get them acclimated into this content creator world and all that kind of stuff so that they don't have to feel like they have to go like the standard traditional route. That's not what's happening in 2024. So we really try to be intentional about making sure that we are training up the next generation. You see, because sis is 40 plus. I'm retired. I'm done. Like I'm good. Okay. So where the young people at, right? So anyway, so I had mentioned on our podcast on So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese, like we're looking for interns, blah, 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 right? So I'm telling her, I'm like, yeah, so we should probably do like a form or something to collect all the information, blah, 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 right? I'm just talking, okay? So the next day, I'm cooking pancakes and she comes out skipping with her computer. So she's like, so I kind of like just put a little something together. Like, I'm gonna just kind of tell you what it was, but like it's I'm gonna tweak it. Like it's just rough draft, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. So she starts out and she's like, you know, maybe we could put the bios here and blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, blurb, blurb, blurb. You know, showcase your talents and all of the things and show us your personality. And we don't care where you are in your educational journey. This is more about you crafting and honing your skills. And also we don't discriminate and blah, 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 because she comes from the world of like operations management and all of that and like human resources and stuff. Right. So she got all the disclaimers, all the things. So I'm standing in the kitchen just looking at her like, So you just put stuff together like that, just like in your sleep? Because Bianca, do you know how long it would have took me to do a Google form to like do it? Would weeks. You hear me? Weeks. Because my brain people don't be trying to do that kind of stuff. Like, I really have to sit down and force my brain people to do stuff like that. This half book said that she was like, I was going to do it last night. Girl, relax. Relax, but also thank you, because this is clearly your gift. So that has like made so many bottlenecks and obstacles seem cleared in the things that were holding me up from creating the things I wanted to do. Like, cause you know me, I ain't trying to remember nothing. If it ain't down on paper, if it ain't somewhere on a calendar or something somewhere, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't keep things in my head. I just really don't. I've just released it because the brain cells don't be braining all the time. But she is so good with all that stuff. So it's just like, girl, where you been all my life?
You know? Yes, indeed.
But it has been the best because, and also she has like, she comes up with like titles and stuff really quick and like sayings and all of that. So we're just talking about different things and being like, for instance, this is not a spoiler alert. We've talked about this before, but we're going to do a cookbook. But the catch with the cookbook is no measurements, okay? Because you got to learn how to cook with your spirit. Your spirit tells you how much garlic powder to put in, how much, you know, onion powder and all of that. You put it to the ancestors, say stop, all right? So we working on that, and we were throwing around ideas for what it would be called and all of that. And, like, I was like, we should do this. And she's like, oh, my God, that's it. Or she'll be like, what about this? And I'm like, I think that's something. It feels like a everyday think tank. And it is so energizing and exciting because I feel like I can see projects actually manifesting. And it doesn't feel like I have this long list of all these things in my brain that I want to get out and can't get out because I can't sit down and write an email. Like, it has been the best.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm like just so excited about that and what that's going to do. We've been frolicking today. We went to the park and frolicked around the park. And then we went and bought some flowers and got pastries and like just kind of just hanging out. It is just it's been an amazing, amazing time. And then the last thing I'll say is I also feel like I'm being pushed to document more because I'm watching her get so excited and turn into content Kalanda. So she's, you know, documenting all the things. And it's making me want to remember, like, okay, let me sit down, make sure that I, you know, vlog today and all that kind of stuff. So I have been, I've been recording like crazy, but also got an editor. Hello.
Yes, indeed.
Hello, somebody. Got an editor, Lord Jesus. So things are getting put together that I'm able to put out. And I feel like the pipeline is clear. I don't know if y'all understand how big of a deal this is, but this is huge. But I did want to ask you, where you at with your documentation journey? Because we ain't talked about that in quite a minute. So where you at with your stuff?
Well, I will express that I need to be more intentional with doing more documentation. I have been doing documentation as it relates to like journaling. So I've decided and shared that instead of me doing a written journal that I was going to do where I use my voice and record it audio wise. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that I've been consistent with doing. But there was a couple of tasks yesterday that I was working on. And I was like, oh, I should have recorded a Loom video doing this because this is something that I can do in my sleep, which is something that someone would actually pay to learn how to do because it actually is something that is very valuable once you learn the skill. and it's, you know, digital related. And I do need to be more mindful and better with documenting the things that I do that just comes very naturally for me. Like setting up a website hosting, that takes me all of maybe 2 to 3 minutes to do, but that will rack someone's nerves and brains for some time if they don't know what goes where and how to communicate and what to do. So I hear you as you ask the question, and there's your answer. It's a work in progress.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your transparency and your vulnerability in answering that. No, a journaling counts. You know what I mean? It all counts. And I think that the mixed media of it all is, there's something we're supposed to do with that. You know, so I think there's a place for the journal entries as well as the audio, as well as the video, like, because I truly do believe that this is a documentary, this is a docuseries, this is books, this is TED Talks, like this, it's a lot, it's a lot. And there's a lot to talk about. So, you know me, I always want to make sure that we are remembering that we are creating history every day. And this is coming from somebody who has hated history their entire life. Okay. But I have a new understanding of what history looks like, sounds like, what it means, especially as people are trying to erase and rewrite history. So, I like for us to think about ourselves as historians, even if you're not a content creator, right? And you're listening and you're thinking to yourself, I don't really be, you know, putting things on the gram or the TikToks like that. That's fine. But at least make sure that you are recording things that bring you joy. Make sure you are taking time to appreciate your accomplishments and not just moving on to the next thing. Because I feel like I was real bad. I was really, really, really bad in my former life at on to the next. It was like, all right, did the on to the next thing. What's next? We got to do something. Got to keep it moving. Got to keep it pushing. On to the next thing. On to the next thing. And I wasn't taking time to really appreciate all the impact that I was making, all the lives I was changing, all the things I was doing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll go back and I'll listen to a video, or I'll like look at something that I used to do, or a memory might pop up. And it's just like, I didn't really even take time to appreciate that. Like, I really was just like, okay, I mean, it's fine. It's normal. It's regular, right? But my normal and my regular is not everybody's normal and regular. My normal and regular is everybody else's exceptional. So like being able to name that and not feel like I have to shrink that, or like, I don't know. I think I felt like if I celebrated too much that I was being whatever people had called me. So whether that was conceited or thinking I'm all that or trying to brag or whatever, when I was really just trying to share the amazing things that I was doing in my life, right? I've abandoned all of that. No worries. I don't care how y'all feel about the things that God is doing in my life.
Amen. Yes,
which you ain't finna be able to do at this point is shut me up. Okay. Because the fact that I am still here, we need to take a moment for that. Okay. Shoot.
Amen.
So I'm getting a lot more cognizant of really taking time to slow down and appreciate what I'm doing, and appreciate when a simple word I said to somebody actually, you know, causes some type of awakening in their spirit or whatever. And like actually being like, okay, that was the mission for the day. Praise the Lord, you know, and not just looking to move on to the next thing.
I think that that's very profound of you saying that, because I have also found myself moving on to the next thing, and that just being a historical practice that I've had, and not really spending too much time on the wins, and then feeling guilty sometimes wanting to celebrate the wins because of just bad programming and things that have happened to me in the past. of just celebrating and having joy and being like, why are you doing that? So I definitely hear you and feel you when you're like, I struggled with that. So now in my mid 30s, I'm like becoming less and less concerned about what other people think. But I did hold that in high regard. I did hold what people thought my name meant and what my name standing was and my legacy and how I was perceived and all of these things. And as I'm experiencing life and as life is life and realizing that people are going to have their opinions regardless of what goes right or wrong. So you might as well live your life to the fullest, because if you are not, then you are dishonoring you. And I found myself being in a place where God had to hold me accountable because I was not truly living the way that God had wanted me to live. I think it was just like me going by and just doing the next thing, but not really being intentional and being like, God, I thank you for the lessons here. I thank you for what you've shown me here. And like diving deep, my relationship with God is much deeper now than what it was back then. But I do feel, and I wonder how other people feel in this climate and culture that we're in particular, about moving to the next thing, always being something and not just taking a moment of being like, I did that. I won.
Right. Right.
I accomplished that. That was hard, but I was able to get through that. I'm proud of me. And like really affirm, I am getting so good at affirming myself now, but that was something that I struggled with. I struggled with affirming myself. And so like to the question that you've put it down here about when's the last time you celebrated your wins? Like I'm thinking about it of like, when was the last time I was intentional of being like, Bianca, you got this done. I'm so proud of you. Let me celebrate you. And I will have to say it's taken me a little minute now to actually recall when I actually did that.
Wow. That's interesting. It's interesting too, because I think that a lot of times when we think about wins, we think a win has to be something huge. And it doesn't. Like, it reminds me of back when I was a student success coach, right? And my students had not experienced success in a really long time. Like they had, you know, I had students that struggled with attendance, with behavior, with grades, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 3. Like those were the kids that I was working with. And I would have to celebrate every little thing with them. Like if your grade was a 58 last week and now it's a 59, that's progress. Like we can't, it's the micro goals. And I like to say every step in the right direction is a step in the right direction, no matter how small, like it still counts. And I think even in redefining what winning means, right? Because a lot of times we'll wait until we get to whatever the big chunk of whatever the thing is and like, oh, let me celebrate that now. Girl, let me tell you something. I'd be in here like, sis woke up in journal today. Hello, winning, drank water today. Ow. Wash clothes today. Come on. Don't let me go outside and do some adulting. Can't tell me nothing. Right. Because the intentionality is different. It really is. And intentionality now is about designing a life that really brings me joy and that is actually mine and not a life that somebody told me I needed to have, that I'm waking up with an attitude every day to live it because I don't like it. I don't want to do that. Like I remember sitting in the car, girl, it was days I would show up to work, be in the parking lot and call and sit and be like, I'm not doing this today. I'm not doing it. Turn around and drive 35 minutes back home. Like I'm not right. And it wasn't that, I didn't like kids or I didn't like my job. It was just really the politics of it all and the systematic bullshit. Like it just, it was, it's so much in education happening right now. Everybody. Okay.
It's wild.
If y'all know.
Help.
What is going on? It is wild in education in the United States of America.
Help.
Baby. So some of y'all still up in there, okay? And we really need y'all to be intentional about thinking about where joy lives for you, because especially in education, like we're programmed to sacrifice our life and sacrifice every piece of ourselves for the children that we are serving. And they depend on us being good people who care about kids to continue abusing us. We got to not allow that to happen, y'all. And I'm not gonna say everything that I, well, yes, I am. Hey, let me tell you two things. One, if you are an educator, I need you to take care of yourself first. I need you to take care of yourself first. We are having life crises left and right. People are having health problems. People are burning out left and right. People, everybody on medication. Okay. Everybody is having to take something to be able to go into work and function. All right. I need you to take care of yourself. I also want to say that if you are finding yourself in a place of burnout and mental health crisis and all of that, please tap into your FMLA because you can use it in order to get some time off of work. And I know you might be saying to yourself, but what about the kids? What about you? You somebody's kid too. Okay. So you got to take care of yourself first. Now, if you over there on the parent side, right, and you are sending your children to school, one thing I also need you to understand, you got to get involved in what's going on. Okay. And that's with what your kids is doing as well as what these schools is doing, because I need you to understand that all schools are not created equal, that the system is effed up from the top down, bottom up, inside out, left to right, diagonal, around, under, and through. Okay. Just in case, I don't know if I missed any direct. It's not good. Okay. So, parents, we need y'all to get involved. We need y'all to get involved with what's happening with your children and what they are doing, but also with what's happening with the school. Unfortunately, there are schools and teachers that are harming children every single day with the types of things that they say, the types of ways that they are having dynamics within the classroom. Like, we need y'all to look at this education, y'all, okay? If you ain't got no kids, right, you ain't a teacher or an educator, hey, I need you to understand that these people in these schools, they gonna be working. They gonna be out here in the real world. So it would behoove you to also be involved, okay? We got this a group project, y'all. Like, we got to do the things. But anyway, I don't know how I got there, but also I meant everything I said. So yeah, I'm gonna pause there for a moment because it's a lot going on and I want you to get your transparency moment in because I got some things I want to talk about today, but go ahead.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, I will say for my transparency moment, y'all, I don't know how else to just say it other than just to say it. I hope that folks are paying attention to what is happening around them, what is happening on TV, what's happening on their phones, what's happening in their close circles, and just take a moment to just observe all the things that are happening. I've been observing and I've been quiet for a lot of it. I'm at a point where I can't be quiet anymore. I'm at a point where now I feel that I'm ready. There was a time where I didn't feel like I was ready. And like pushing through it, like pushing through this podcast with Kimberlyn, like literally had to push through it. But when I tell you all the things that are happening, the phone calls that I am still getting, the organizations that are reaching out for support, just all the things that are happening, I can't sit silent anymore. I don't want to. I feel like I need to elevate some things a bit. And I had a lot of fear in that. And this is just where the vulnerability and the transparency is going to come into that in this, because I was very fearful of what my advocacy would look like with me reentering it, particularly with what happened when I left it. When I left it, I was feeling so demoralized that all the things that we were saying prior to COVID was starting to happen, and more people were being harmed by what we were highlighting and wanting to change and wanting to have things to be different. And it didn't. And I had fear of using my voice. I had fear of showing up as my authentic self, even though I was pushing for others to do that. I was pouring and speaking life into others to show up unapologetically. And I had fear too. I had fear because I didn't know what I was going to be, how I was going to show up for myself, being a completely different person.
Yeah.
When you have gone through some traumatic situations back to back to back, I don't recognize myself when I look back at my previous content. I don't. I'm a completely different person. And I've shared this on the last episode, and I will share it again. I'm in a completely different space than I was. And having to process and be like, okay, well, how do I show up now? How do I show up unapologetically? How do I, you know, create this new life for me? Because I'm literally rebuilding my entire life and identity and location. You know, a lot of people came to me based on my connections and who I was connected to and who I was married to. And so that was a partnership that was locked in and solid until it wasn't solid anymore. And then my whole world changed and shifted in a way where it got really dark for me. It got really dark for me. It got really, really scary. And this is me being vulnerable and telling y'all that there's going to be some things that happen to y'all that is going to completely change the way that you show up. And it's going to completely change the way that you move forward in life. And I will tell you that I've been through some things where I can't go back there, and I will not go back there. And it's not safe for me to. I struggle often, and I'm tearing up thinking about it. I struggle often with how many messages I get about Hillsborough County Public Schools in particular, working in that school district, having people that I love and support that are still working in that school system, and feeling like I can't advocate for it because I don't live there anymore. And I don't live there anymore because I literally had to uproot my entire life because someone did what they did. And it is what it is, but I had to grieve and I had to deal with a lot. And I was sharing that in order for me to advocate for others, I had to advocate for myself. And I finally feel like I'm at the space where I can use my voice and talk about some things that I intentionally chose not to, was protecting people and things that I didn't need to. And at this point, I'm just seeing all the things that are happening politically, all the things that are happening economically, the safety in schools and just all of that, and just looking at all of this stuff that's happening around us and being like, how do we fix this?
Yeah.
And a part of me wants to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to fix it. So let me just do my part and check out. But then another part of me is like, there's something that we can do. There's something that we can fix this. We can heal each other. We can make this world a better place. I am convinced. I feel like if we all decided to just take a moment to stop and we said, okay, there's three principles that we are going to abide by moving forward. And that would be us being accountable, us being transparent, and us operating with integrity, that we would solve a lot of the issues that we're dealing with right now. But that's going to take political courage, will. That's going to take a lot of healing, learning, relearning, unlearning, all of it. It's a lot of deconstruction that's going to have to happen for people to do what's right and for people to be honorable. But I'm at a point now where it's just like, I can't go back there. But also what I can do is I can show up in a new way. So I've been thinking about this rebranding and like who is Petty B, right? Because another thing that I felt some type of way about is there were some people that when they viewed my advocacy work, they would characterize it as if I was just a person with a wig acting a fool on the internet. And while I would say that for marketing purposes, it really pained me when people would characterize me actually calling out people that are abusing children and actually making sure that people who are abusing children are held accountable. Like that is not being discounted in that way. I feel like I did a whole bunch of rambling just now, but I feel better that I got it out of my chest because it was sitting on me. But what I tell you, it pains me to not say some of the things that I want to say, but now I feel so compelled to that all bets off.
Yeah.
All bets off. But there was a lot that has transpired in my life, and I'm glad that people recognize it and see it and you know, send me teddy bears and affirmations and love and support. That makes me feel really, really good. And I appreciate those folks that do that and will continue to do that. Thank you. Also, there's a lot that folks are not aware of. And I will tell you, being someone who's been closely involved with the political system, with political players, when we talk about performative politics, that is what is happening in the state of Florida. Performative politics. And it's sad because people cannot afford to pay their rent. They cannot afford to pay their car insurance. They cannot afford to take care of their children while these people are performing, and they're performing for Google likes.
Right.
And media clicks. Because they want to be featured in the news. They want their little PR statements to be featured in the news. That does nothing for the people. It's performative politics. So, like I said earlier, y'all better buckle up. Because like I told y'all, people lie, receipts don't. And I'm going to be right here with it, right here with my receipts. I'm telling you, it's game on. All bets off. This is it. All bets off. I'm telling you, okay? Because what we're not going to do is we're not going to play these games. And also, what we're not going to do is play these games on the internet and act like people ain't going to say nothing. Because people have been talking and people have been exposing. And I just hope that while people out here playing games on the internet, that I hope that you're not in the position to where you feel like you can't be touched either.
Well, I did want to ask you something because I know that it's interesting. I hate to be the type of person to be like, Google me, but also like, Stop playing with me. But if people were to Google you, right, they would see this era of Petty B and the wigs and all the things. Can you explain? Because also some people are finding you here, right, in this space. Yeah. So they don't know about
they ain't gone back there.
what all that was about. But can you explain to people why you chose, again, I know you've said this a gabillion times, but just again for the 2020 folks. Okay, why did you choose to show up on the internet in wigs and NASA hats and judge robes? And like, why did you do that?
So I had costumes for the show as a marketing strategy. There was content that was created, produced, highlighting the very things that I was talking about in Morning Tea and Allegations in particular, where, you know, there were some comments and interactions, but it wasn't like the interactions that I was getting with Morning Tea and Allegations. It was intentionally set up to be a entertaining type of show where we we joking and we carrying on, but also the receipts are on the screen though. And there's a link if you want to see it yourself. And also I need you to go see these receipts because there's people that are lying.
Right.
So I'm just here to expose the people that are lying and the receipt that you can go see for yourself. And then I'm out. And that was the format of the show, and love it, and been working on how do I bring that back, but then also not go back there. Because
right.
With Morning Teen Allegations in particular, that was a show that I did every single day. That was a daily show. And then I got so burnt out to then it became a weekly show. And even with it being weekly, it was like, oh. But daily, that was a daily show at one point.
I know.
So
I remember.
On top of the daily content, but then on top of having a radio show on top of that. So not only having a daily show, but then having content for a radio show on the weekend after that, it's a lot of content out there, folks. All I'm saying is there's a lot of content that is produced that is discussing the state of education, particularly Hillsborough County Public Schools, particularly the budget crisis and the things that are happening and changing. Because guess who needs a new CFO? Kimberlyn, I didn't tell you. Got a message the other day that the CFO of Hillsborough County Public Schools is moving to another school district in Florida.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Now, what her name was? Johnson? What was her name?
Her name is Roe Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And Roe Johnson is taking another job, meaning Hillsborough County Public Schools will need to find another CFO. Breaking news.
Wow.
But, you know, it's it's that. Like, wanting to do so much, but then being like, but I'm in Leon, though. Mm-hmm. And the school that's not too far from the house, you know, they had a fight and a child actually went to the car and actually retrieved a firearm after the fight.
Oh,
and
no.
So.
And used it? Or they caught the child before?
So they caught the child before and it's being investigated. However, another case that actually just happened. So there was more police at another neighboring school, not too far from my house here. And they had a whole bunch of police cars because of a shooting threat. So when I say there's a lot that's happening, like in my backyard too. So while I'm getting all of these things about what's happening in Pinellas and what's happening in Manatee and what's happening in Hillsborough, the stuff that's happening in Leon and Governor Ron DeSantis area is beyond me. You know, these educators only get paid once a month here. That is wild to me.
And where he out gallivanting, just stirring up all kind of trouble and lies and stuff.
Just lying out here. Literally had a police investigating people that have signed petitions if they feel like they wanted to have abortion on the ballot or not. And literally the election police is around here going to people who filled out a petition. That's what's happening right now in the state of Florida. The governor's around here trying to round people up about abortion. Our schools are going our schools are in chaos. It is in crisis. We are in crisis. We need help. And people playing games on the internet. And that's the thing that it just there was more conversations about Shannon Sharp and what got leaked on the internet today than about these test results. You know, the FAST data came out. Mm. So students are being tested for reading and their proficiency. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about those numbers.
Well, we know where those numbers definitely are. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. I did want to talk about, I don't know if you heard about this, but Kalonda was telling me about this the other day. And I was like, this is why we need to be teaching children the things. You heard about the Chase scam? Glitch? The Chase glitch? So for anybody, mind y'all, I don't live in the United States, okay? And I try to stay out of the news and all the things, whatever. But one of my favorite comedians, Josh Johnson, had put up a thing. It was like Chase scam. So then Kalonda was like, you ain't heard about the Chase scam glitch or whatever? And I was like, what? So this is what happened, y'all. Somebody gets over on the TikTok and they say, hey, it's a glitch with Chase that if you deposit a check for an amount into the ATM will allow you to pull out the whole amount, even though you don't have it in your account. So then people went and was doing that. And not just for small amounts, for like exorbitant amounts of money, for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And do y'all know what that is? Like when you take a check and then you say, this is a check that is worth this amount and I'm putting it into account and have the nerve to take the money out. That is called check fraud.
Bank fraud.
So now all of these people are sitting here losing their shit because they're about to get rounded up to go and be accountable for trying to fraud the bank. I couldn't believe it was real. Like, I was like, this can't. But then I started thinking to myself, well, and I'm assuming most of the people that tried to do this were young. I hope, because
Kimberlyn,
I don't know, but I could understand more because young people have not dealt with checks. So that's kind of like a foreign concept, you know, the way that they have money and deal with money or whatever. But people like Imagine, we know what checks are. You can't bounce a check, write a fake check for money that's not there. And then you went and you did it at the ATM. They got cameras over there. And then they recorded it and put it onto the internet. This is like, they have really, really, really messed up their lives.
Oh, hell no.
What did you think was going to happen when we have children that was taking Benadryl? Because other children were taking Benadryl. And you had children that died doing the Benadryl challenge. It was something I reported about it. The blackout challenge.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
I mean, folks was literally just turning around and twerking by having a phone attached to a ceiling fan. I mean,
what was happening?
When the folks had the phones attached to the ceiling fan.
So and doing what?
They was recording content of them dancing and twerking and whatever, whatnot. But that's what they did. They attached the phone to the ceiling fan, turned the ceiling fan on and did their thing. Like
how everyone fits the view.
You know, okay. And these trends, I'm going to say that Chase glitch, that didn't show up on the Chinese version of TikTok.
Mm.
And so at some point now, like Some got to give. Because when I seen it, I was like, okay, so you got people on the internet committing bank fraud and then telling other people to commit bank fraud. And then now there's a whole frenzy because these people are now committing bank fraud. And then they're recording them doing it. And then, oh, wow, they actually might get reported to check systems. Oh, if they get reported to check systems, they're not going to even be eligible to even have an account.
At any bank.
Okay. Oh, they're promoting this for free on TikTok. So then it's just like, okay, so at what point as people are we going to say enough is enough with this type of content? Because I mean, there are other examples of this right here, financial crimes in particular, and is targeted to our young minority folks that are the most vulnerable. So I seen people that was trying to write $10,000 checks to themselves, and it wasn't all young people. That's why I looked at you and said what you said, because it was some older people that had some sense and knew better and still did it anyway. And then went to TikTok and was asking people if they could donate so that they can make their account back current. Well, what did you spend the money on? But then let's back up. Why do we continue to follow these trends on the internet like this?
I don't know. I really don't. I want us to have trends for like, I don't, you know, it's interesting because my algorithm doesn't look in, like, I have to go actively searching for stuff like this because my algorithm does not serve me this kind of stuff. Like, and so to your point of when are we going to get tired of this type of content, it's continuing to be content and continuing to be quote unquote successful content because people continue to consume it. So it continues to get made and the algorithm continues to push it, right? It reminds me of all the conversations we had about changing the frequency. Like, what types of the intentionality of the types of things that we're watching, that we're listening to, that we are sharing, that what are the things that are feeding us, right? It is possible to be on social media and interacting with social media without contributing to the toxicity. Like, it is possible. Unfortunately, it is not popular. Unfortunately, it's not popular, but it is possible. And there are people like us and mental health specialists and people that are just really wanting to put healing energy out into the world. So, you know, the question would be, why do we collectively continue to consume this type of content? Like, why do we feed this type of content to ourselves? Why do we feed this type of content to our children? What are we expecting to come out of it? You know, trash in, trash out. Like, are we, unless we're using them for think pieces to do psychological conversations about how we cannot be in these types of situations and how we can have self-awareness and self-management and responsible relationships and social awareness. And, you know, like, unless we're doing that, the question would be, why am I continuing to consume this type of information, right? And that's a personal decision, and everybody's at a different place in their process of what that looks like. I'll say for me, I just don't have capacity for it, and I really stopped consuming that type of content, even like Housewives and all that kind of stuff back in like 2012, because I was seeing that my students were thinking that that was real. And I was like, let me tell you what happens if you take a wine bottle and bust somebody upside the head. Let me explain to you. First of all, ain't nobody wasting no good wine busting it up nobody's head. That's the first damn thing. That's number damn one. Okay. Number damn two, if your ass picks up a wine bottle and busts it up, you think you're going home? You is going straight to the people jail. Like, this is not real.
You're going to jail with assault like charges.
This is not real, y'all. So I decided, I was like, I can't be telling them that it's not real and not to consume it. If I'm doing it, I don't like to tell people to do things that I don't do. So I was like, let me model and let me unplug myself out of it. But it continues to make me curious, because in the day and age that we are in, and when we're talking about AI and technology and how we're using technology and the way that we're able to create these types of shows and content and all that kind of stuff, I feel like we really do have to be a lot more intentional about the types of things that we consume. And I know that that is not a warm and fuzzy conversation, right? Nobody wants to talk about that. But it really does make a difference, because even I heard you say earlier when you were like, affirmations, you know, make a difference. And at first, especially with some like affirmations, at first it's like, this is so stupid. Like, I'm just saying it. I'm just doing it, fine, whatever, going through the motions. But if you're doing that every day, eventually you start to say that. That is what is playing in your head, are those affirmations, the things that are feeding your spirit, right? So I just wonder and want all of us to take an account of how we are interacting with content and how we're holding ourselves accountable to what we're consuming, because I can't be mad at kids for consuming the type of things that they're consuming when you're the parent and you're in the house and you consuming it. Like, of course they're going to do that because they're a child. You know, like you said, the people that got sense, is, you know, promoting this and making it seem like it's cool and all that kind of stuff. Well, what do we think the kids going to do? They're going to follow after us. So we have that responsibility to set the model for what it looks like to have conversations that are meaningful. You know, like I was talking to Kalanta today. And remember when we were talking earlier in the park and I was asking you like how you were doing and you know what, like for real, you know, how you were doing, and you were taking the moment to like be honest. And Kalanta was like, you know, I don't have enough of those conversations of somebody asking me for real, like how I'm doing for real, and being able to say for real, this is what's going on, or even being able to stop and take a moment and think about what's going on with your brain people, you know, at the time. It's like, we're not having those types of conversations. We're having conversations about pettiness and foolishness and Shannon Sharp accidentally getting hacked and going live.
And there's too many intentional steps that you have to do to go live. So I just want to just move forward, because there's too many steps you got to do, too many buttons you got to hit. You just don't go live on Instagram.
At all. It is not that simple. You got to have a caption. You got like, it is really a lot of steps.
I said I was going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
Go ahead. What you want to move on to?
I just want people to be very intentional with how they use the internet. And I'm also speaking to myself, because I had to hold myself accountable to how I use the internet too. So I'm not saying this to be preachy, even though sometimes I know sometimes it can come off that way. I'm a preacher's kid. I get it naturally. But we have to be very intentional with how we use the internet, because the ripple effects, the studies, I am currently reading this book and it's talking about the anxious generation, and it's talking about Gen Z and how scientifically that this generation has more depression and anxiety combined than any other demographic. And what they are trying to link it to is they're trying to link it to prolonged cell phone use, screen time, and that cell phone attachment that they have. And so that is what I've been studying on and reading, and it's impacting the adults. But just think about what is happening to the children. There are studies that once you get a notification, you are distracted for over 30 minutes. So just imagine what is happening to our children as they're getting alerts for all different types of apps that you may or may not be aware of. And so we, as a collective, as people that are watching this now and the people that will catch up and watch this later, we have to be very intentional about how we use our devices, how we use the internet, how we are interacting with folks, and really evaluating the frequencies that we're giving out.
Yeah,
because our children are being placed in some very dangerous situations. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of oversight, because if you parents are glued to the phone, well, just imagine what the codependency of what the cell phone is going to be like to a child.
Yeah. So I do want to kind of us, because we haven't even talked about this in a while, as we get ready to wrap up. Where are you in your social media journey, right? So we've talked about your social media detox. And then from there, you had also mentioned like you had the lockbox at one point in time that you were using. Where are you with your phone and social media? And then, of course, I'll share where I am too.
So I'm in an odd space. So a part of me does not want the app Facebook on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like teetering with that. On like what apps do I want to have on my phone? Because what I did notice is that my screen time did increase with having those applications placed back on my phone after the detox. So I definitely need to pick and choose how I want to do that. But the big part of the conversation that we had during the last recording was about the Facebook strategy and how was I going to use Facebook. So the clarity in that is giving me clarity on how I want to move moving forward. I want to be able to use a scheduler to post out content and not actually post content through my phone, which is what I have been doing. That's why the app is on there. So anytime I feel something led on my spirit, I'll post something, and or also, sometimes I'll be scrolling, or in some cases, doom scrolling, just scrolling for no reason, just because I have the phone and I'm doing it. So I've been trying to evaluate those practices there. One thing that I want to be better about, and I noticed that I do that particularly when I change environments. So I will pick up my phone in the middle of the night when I use the bathroom. That action right there changes it for me. So I don't need to pick up my phone when I use the bathroom. I don't need to, if I need to see the time, there are other things, there are other devices that I can look at the time where I don't need to look at my phone. Because when I look at my phone, a lot of times what I'll end up doing is I will take that phone and I'll go to the bathroom. So now my bathroom trip that was supposed to be 5 minutes has now been extended to about 10, 15, sometimes even 20, where my foot is falling asleep in the bathroom.
Right.
And I know I need to get my butt up and go get something else, because why is my foot asleep?
Right. Understood, heard, and related. Okay.
But I don't want to have my phone so close to me when I sleep. So environment. So when I'm with my partner, the way that my nightstand is configured, my phone is right next to me. I need to switch some things up in that environment. When I'm at my parents' house, the environment is my phone is across from me. So it's not directly on the side. That is something I can do. So then it's not easy access, because what I tell you, if I wake up and I pick up that phone, I'm off. It's a wrap. I'm on it. I'm doing stuff I had no business doing. I'm looking at my memories. And at that point, now it's taking me a moment to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's going to impact how I'm going to wake up. So
especially being up in the memories, baby, that sometimes just send you on a journey.
Now, them Facebook memories. Now, I tell you, some of those things, you know, it'll make you praise God. And then there's other times where you in a corner balling up crying.
Right. Yeah. So do you sleep with do you have your ringer on throughout the day?
Excellent question. For the most part, my ringer is off.
Okay. And so when you're sleeping, do you intentionally make sure your ringer is off?
When I'm sleeping, my ringer is off.
Okay. Yeah. So my ringer is usually off. The only time my ringer is on is if I'm expecting a delivery and security needs to call and let me know that they're here. And then I promptly be like, why is this phone making noise? Hush. So my ringer is usually off. I still have the apps on my phone, but actually the app I did take off my phone is Messenger. And I felt like I don't know. I still am able to access it through Facebook. Facebook did some kind of some update or something. But for some reason, that particular app was like, get out of here. So I took that off my phone. I don't have like notifications from Instagram. I don't even have notifications from WhatsApp. And even though that is like the primary communication that I have, I don't have on notifications. Like, so I'm just saying this publicly for anybody. I've said it a few times. I want y'all to hear me and hear me good. Ain't no notifications on my phone. Okay. No email, like nothing. I just really had to be like, I can't do this. But also, that means I need to set up a system so that I can like get emails and like all that kind of stuff. So I'm working on that, of what that system is going to be like and how many times I am going to intentionally check my email or check apps or whatever. But I had to make the decision to take it off because I did feel like there was this, I guess it would be under the anxiety umbrella, but I definitely felt like there was like a call and a pull and a let me see what's going on. And even sometimes I would ask myself, like, or I would hear myself saying, nobody wants to talk to me, like no one, which is crazy because I don't be trying to talk anyway. So I don't even know why I was looking for that. But I would like subconsciously be saying that, like, damn, ain't nobody talk to me all day. Like, what y'all doing? You know? And I didn't like how that felt. That I was seeking like outside interactions when there's so much stuff that I could be talking to myself about or whatever. So that's kind of where I am with that. I definitely need to figure out what the sleeping with the phone situation is looking like, because I am very guilty of picking up my phone in the middle of the night to check the time. And then it's like, oh, well, let me see. And then it's like, oh, well, I can't go back to sleep now. So let me see what else is going on. Like, I am very, very, very guilty of that. So I really need to figure out what that looks like. And I don't know that I'm gonna like go cold turkey, but I feel like what I want to do is to be able to reduce my my screen time, and not necessarily just screen time holistically, but like reduce the amount of time that I'm just sitting here scrolling. I really do try not to take in information. Oh, this is something else I started doing. Unfollowing people. You know who I had to unfollow the other day? Ben Crump. You know why? Because every time I open this dog on Instagram, it's some kind of Black trauma that is just no trigger warning, no nothing. Like, the police did this. They beat this person. They did. I don't need it anymore. Yeah. I really don't. I am fully certain that it is happening on a consistent and daily basis. I don't need it shoved in my face like that. So it's stuff like that. I had to unfollow Joy Reid the other day. Like, that's not what I want to see when I open my phone. Peace does not live there for me. You know, when I open Instagram, I want to see, you know, some type of affirmation. I want to see something that is causing me to think about how I can show up better or honor my magic or whatever. Like, I don't want to be confronted with trauma every time I open my phone. So when I've been seeing it, I just be like, unfollow. And if I need to see it that bad, I can go find it. But honestly, I'm not really looking for it. You know, and I don't know if that sounds, I know it's a very privileged place to be in because I have had the opportunity to leave the country, but I feel like my mental health is worth more than that, worth more than traumatizing myself vicariously through other people's trauma, knowing what happens in the United States. Like, it's not like something finna happen that I'm about to be like, oh God, this is the worst of the worst. I, at this point, have zero expectations of humanity and doing the right thing from the United States of America. When I mean zero, I mean zero, and that's probably negative. So I don't need to have additional confirmations of that, to be like, you know how somebody, like if somebody dating an ain't shit somebody, and it's like, you already know they ain't shit. You don't need more confirmations that they ain't shit. You done seen enough that they ain't shit and ain't gonna be shit. Like, that's right. Kind of how I feel about it. Like, I already know what's happening. I don't need to keep exposing myself to this to say what? That they ain't shit? I already know. That's why I left. So I'm kind of in that position, but I think my main goal right now is figuring out what that nighttime is looking like, because I'm definitely recognizing that it impacts my sleep. So like lately, I've been waking up at 3 consistently, and then I was waking up for the past couple days at 3 and at 5. So then after that, especially after I wake up at 5, now I got to sleep to 10. And then if I sleep to 10, then that's taking up all the other stuff that I was planning on doing to start my day, right? So it's like, it really is a catalyst to getting me off track. And I'm trying to stay on track because I got things I actually want to be doing. I just went and bought a canvas the other day. So I want to paint. I want to sit on the balcony and sip my coffee and all that. And I feel like when I get in these social media modes, I don't do that. Like, I be worried about everything else. So I'm thinking about what that looks like at night. And I'm also thinking about what it looks like in the morning and doing certain things before I start getting on my phone. You know, I used to be so strict with this. Like, I used to be like, I'm not talking on the phone on Tuesday, or I'm not having conversations before 11 a.m. or whatever. And I really started getting real loosey-goosey, and I feel some type of way about it. So I'm trying to get myself together, because I do realize it has a direct impact on my mental health. And I think, like, as y'all are listening to us, and y'all can let us know in the comments, like, sometimes we have big indicators that our mental health is being impacted. Other times they're just small things. Maybe you just agitated and aggravated and don't know why you agitated and aggravated, you know, but it's that small thing that you just saw. Like, for instance, the debate. Child, that was so.
Oh, hell no.
It was just a lot, right? So then I had to make a decision about that. I was like, I'm not about to invest myself in this foolishness and fuckery. Like, I'm not. I'm just not. Like, but it also feels like I'm watching an episode of The Real Housewives of the United States. Like, it is the weirdest thing. So that's where I am. I'm trying to figure out what this looks like and weaning myself away. Honestly, I don't know if I said this here before, but I say it now. I want to go back to when we just had landlines. Just, I'm not available. You understand? And I'll be available when I get home, maybe. But also the answer machine might be full. So I get to you when I get, like, that's the season that I'm in right now. Where I'm just like, I don't, leave me alone. Okay. And if it's an emergency and somebody finna die, you're going to have to do it during business hours. All right. Cause otherwise I'm not going to get it. Okay. Like, I can't with the constant accessibility. Like, it just feels like this constant pressure to be available, right? And if we are trying to heal and we're trying to get in touch with our own mind and our own spirit and what's happening inside our own body, I can't be taking in other people's shit to try. I got to deal with my own shit. I got enough. So I've just kind of had to make the decision to leave the rest of the shit out there. I just, y'all got it. And I mean that in every sense of the word, in every single thing that you could possibly apply it to. Y'all got it. Because I'm focused on me and trying to get my shit together. Yeah. You know? All right. I'm off my soapbox.
Yes, indeed. I, you know, establishing that routine, and I can't wait for us to follow up on that to see what does that look like without you checking your phone at night. And I also will share the same. As I will be more intentional about that practice and that habit that I have, because it is impacting me. And I wonder what that looks like for the people that are watching, and what are their thoughts? What are your thoughts? I'm intrigued on your practices with your phone. And if you have children, has that type of conversation existed in your home? What does that look or sound like? What type of best practices you could share with other families? Because I will tell you that there are families that are struggling with the device and what is appropriate to be shared and not shared, and what type of content is appropriate to watch in the household. That has been a constant conversation as I talk to parents talking about social media safety in particular. And so I'm wondering what that looks like. But I know for me in this season, I will be more intentional with the level of access that I am giving and also receiving.
Yeah.
And I had shared that I wanted to not be so accessible. And so I've been making those intentional steps to not be so accessible and getting a team and formation in place. Yeah. To where, you know, if you need something, there's a wonderful person that will be able to assist you. You just might not be able to touch me right then at that moment. And that is freedom to me.
Yeah,
that is what is giving me that sense of fulfillment and joy. And that's what I desire. Ultimately, yeah. I want to be able to travel and to see the world and impact children and to impact this internet in the way that God has called me to, but also not be so burnt out with all of the different ways that people can communicate that you were sharing with earlier, because you could text, you could send an email. There are different direct messaging through different platforms and apps on top of just regular mail. And it's a lot.
It's a lot. The FaceTimes and the calling, girl, I don't request my face. You understand me? Don't. Just don't. If you want to see my face, you message me and you ask for my calendar link and you get on my calendar. Don't call my phone requesting my face. Huh. I can't take it. I don't understand how y'all iPhone. I'm team Android to the day I die. I don't know how y'all iPhone people deal with that FaceTime stuff. I can't do it.
But that's all right, because I'm a snitch and tell the listeners, though, because I wanted to test that theory, because Kimberlyn was on you know, this podcast here talking about some, you know, she ain't going to answer somebody to call her on FaceTime without no appointment. So, you know me, I was going to poke and I was going to test. Okay, so I made that phone call without any type of announcements or anything. Video call, ring, ring. Here I am. And best believe it, little baby picked up that phone. Amen.
But you know what's so funny is I just so happened to have the phone in my hand. Like, I looked down and I was like, who's calling? And then it was you. And I was like, what's up? And you were like, oh my God. Had that phone, there was no way I would have even known that you were calling had it not been in my hand.
And had you not answered, my feelings would have been so hurt, because I was literally like, I know she see me calling her. I know she
gonna and don't. And that's what I need y'all to know. I ain't seen that. I can't. The girl got so many missed calls. It is, and I don't check voicemails. You understand? Like, just listen. Send a text message. That's your best bet. Okay. Listen, and I get to you when I get to you. But no, so y'all, the hard work of the week, for real, is to make sure that you are asking yourself these questions. What are your practices with your phone? What type of intentionalities are you putting into it? What kind of conversations are you having, right? Because we're like saying, okay, parents and do this and kids and blah, blah, blah. But this is the thing, adults, I'm going to say again. We are the ones who are supposed to be modeling, right? So if you want your children to be accountable, then guess what? You need to be accountable. You want your children to have an open conversation, and guess what? You need to have an open conversation. Mm. You want your children to share their location, and guess what? You need to share your location. Be accountable as a family. Have these conversations as a family, right? So that we can make sure we have healthy practices that are helping us to have healthy minds, okay? So that's the hard work. Y'all tell us in the comments where you at with it. And don't be embarrassed, okay? Everybody's where they at in their process. This is not about that. This is about us holding each other accountable. So if your screen time is currently like 72 hours, baby, guess what? We're trying to get it down to 70 next show. All right, I told you. Every step in the right direction is a step in the right direction, no matter how small. All right? So y'all let us know where y'all at with that in the comments, and we'll make sure that we follow up on where we're at, because Bianca be good about being like, my screen time right now, say da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And
why don't pull it up. But it's time to go. It's time for us to sign out. I knew what she was doing, y'all. I know her. I was like, it's a minute 30, it's time to go. We're done here. We'll examine it next week. I need some time to get my numbers down. Okay.
Oh my God.
See, it be your old people, man. It be your old people. But no, in all seriousness, folks, like, please get this data. Like, it is on your phone for a reason. They are giving you this information for a reason. And I need you to go look at it. Please see how long you're on your phone and how many times you pick up your phone and how many notifications you get on average. That data is accessible and available to you, whether you have an Android, an iPhone, or whatever gadget. It is available. Go find it. In fact, there are some tutorials on how to get it at checkthecellphone.com. Okay. There it is. Checkthecellphone.com. I'm telling you, this is going to be the biggest library of digital content promoted to checking the cell phone and keeping our children safe online. I'm telling you. So join the mailing list there too, because there's a lot of updates that are coming with that, with the different programmings that are involved and is in the works. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see.
So y'all, you got your marching orders. Okay. Next, looks like next show we reporting with some numbers. So y'all have y'all numbers too, because I be doggone, I'm finna be the only one. No. But have your numbers. Have your numbers next show. Because this is something, it's like we're laughing and stuff, but like we really be having these conversations, like this real life, how we be like, what is happening? Because it's important for us to think about this, to hold ourselves accountable, to hold the people around us accountable, to have these conversations, to have conversations that are making us better as opposed to conversations tearing each other down. So we will be back. Oh, where, tell the people where they can find you besides checkthecellphone.com. Where are you?
Oh, okay. Well, you could find me minding my black ass business. You know, we'll shout out to Kimberlyn on that. But you can find me online at www.biancagoolsby.com. On that website, you will find links to different articles that I've written and published. You'll also find some of my different ventures that I'm a part of. And so that's where you can find everything Bianca, is at biancagoolsby.com.
Amen. And then you can find me at KimberlynJackson.com. That is, if you need to actually contact me, you want to fill out a contact form, you would do that over there. But the majority of my life is lived over on Mind My Black Ass Business. Okay. So if you are wondering what the shenanigans look like, you are wondering what the behind the scenes looks like, definitely go over to Mind My Black Ass Business. Me and my cousin Kalanda have all kinds of things that we're planning. We're creating a universe, and we really want to invite people into our universe. You know, Bianca and Heal That Shit are a part of our universe, and we're just looking to expand, right? We believe that doing this together, that we all can win, right? So we're promoting, we're cross-promoting, we're showing up on each other's spaces. Like, all of that is important to us. So KimberlynJackson.com, MindingMyBlackAssBusiness.com, on the platforms, and we will be back in 2 weeks, y'all. So that's September 25th. Woo-hoo. Again, make sure you keep commenting, like, subscribe, share the things, okay? Because we're committed to doing this work to heal, y'all, and we're doing this together. So,
amen. Amen.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. We love y'all.
Yes, indeed. Love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, no. I wasn't ready.
Oh, we got to
ready now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.